This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. This is the last day for Colorado voters to fix problems with their returned ballots in order to have them counted. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
The most common problem is people forgetting to sign their ballot envelopes or having signatures that don't match the ones on file. County clerks have sent notices to thousands of voters asking them to cure their ballots. They can do so with a smartphone. The process starts by texting the word Colorado to the number 28683. That's the number 2, then V-O-T-E, vote. The window to fix ballots closes at midnight. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Xcel Energy plans to build thousands of electric vehicle chargers. CPR Sam Brash reports regulators will decide in March.
Colorado's largest utility is asking state regulators to approve a $100 million plan to build about 20,000 new electric vehicle chargers across the state over the next 3 years. This includes chargers at homes, apartments, businesses, and along highways. Matt Frommer is with the Southwest Energy Efficiency Project. He says many drivers want to go electric, but worry about power.
There's a lot of misconceptions around charging, where you do it, how you do it, how long it takes. So we need some education there, and we also just need more plugs, more charging stations.
I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, an appeals court ruled in favor of Harvard in a suit alleging that its admissions process discriminated against Asian Americans. Then, for many working moms, this year was not easy. But pandemic life is also taking a toll on dads. We'll have those stories coming up next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, coronavirus cases are spiking in rural Colorado. That threatens small hospitals where even some staffers have gotten sick with what one calls the Rona.
The Rona beast is a very nasty beast, and it is not fun. It has a very mean temper. It loves a fight, and it loves to keep coming after you. It doesn't just hit and run. This stuff keeps going and going and going.
CPR health reporter John Daly speaks with the only doctor in a small town who just caught COVID-19 himself. We'll have that story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Chilly again across Colorado, in the 20s for the most part. You're listening to CPR News.